Peter, it is the holiday season, which means for many people it is time to entertain, have people over, cook for a crowd. But is it possible to do so without breaking the budget? Here and now resident chef Kathy Gunst joins us in the studio with some ideas. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
So you say you don't have to be all fancy with your champagne and caviar and rib roast for a party.
I mean, you can go that way.
You can go there.
Right. Caviar. But you don't have to at all. And you don't have to suffer in the least to do it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, we're going to have a college party with ramen and a packet and box mac
chips
and cheese.
And salsa,
this is all real food. It's very celebratory. It's ideal for the holidays, but it will not break your bank.
Well, you've got an appetizer here, first of all, a crostini.
I do. So certainly one of the foods that is the least expensive in grocery stores are canned beans or fresh dry beans. So I made a white bean and herb dip. Nice bite there, Peter, with a crostini, a very crunchy. I took some baguette. I sauteed it with some olive oil and let it sit out because you want it kind of crunchy. But the bean dip is so easy. You saute a garlic clove, a little bit of rosemary and thyme in some olive oil. Throw it in the blender with a can of beans, a scallion, and lemon juice. And man, there is nothing. This tastes like food you'd get at any delicious restaurant.
That was good. Don't let the sound of it crunching.
The sound is just what
off.
I wanted. Exactly. I like that. That was great.
What about this lasagna?
The lasagna is amazing. So I thought, okay, the anchor of this party has to be something really rich and satisfying because that's what the holidays are all about. This is a spinach and ricotta lasagna. Mm. I will not lie. It's got several elements to it. It takes some time. But here's the deal. The day before your party, you crank that music. If you're into Christmas songs, if you're into holiday music, go for it. Not my thing. But I'd get some real funky energy going. And I spend about an hour making this. But you'll have a beautiful meal for a crowd of people. I took lasagna noodles. I made a ricotta and Parmesan and mozzarella mixture, dried herbs or fresh. Then I made a ricotta bechamel sauce, which is just butter, flour, and milk, and a little bit of nutmeg. And then I sauteed baby spinach, also inexpensive, with garlic, and layered it with a nice tomato sauce. It will take you some time, but it will all be done. And the night of your party, you will be present and you can celebrate.
Well, and I will say that I don't know if it's ever possible with lasagna, but this feels like a healthier lasagna than...
Oh, you are so wrong.
No, it's the spinach. It throws
right,
you off.
Right, the spinach. You focused on the one. It's got a lot of cheese in it.
It doesn't taste healthy, but it tastes good.
You know what? It'll make you happy, so it's healthy. Yeah. And ricotta is relatively inexpensive. Look for cheeses on sale. Look for champagnes or Prosecco, a really great thing to be drinking at the holidays. Mm-hmm. You can find a decent one for well under $10.
Well, speaking of Prosecco,
I
think you used some in the dessert that you brought.
I used an entire bottle, actually. Huh. I did find a very inexpensive bottle of Prosecco that's not too sweet that I loved. And I poached pears, the ultimate seasonal fruit. And then as they were poaching, I just took a bottle of Prosecco, a little bit of water and some sugar, boiled them down, peeled the pears but kept them whole. And then I thought, I want color. So I threw in about half a cup of fresh cranberries and it gave this Prosecco syrup this gorgeous ruby red. Mm. And it's like everybody's been walking through the cafeteria here looking at those pears going, how hard is it? And I'm like, it's easy. You'll love it. Again, make it a day ahead of time.
But would you make this for a lot of people? Or
sure.
This would be really?
All you're doing is peeling some pears and throwing them in some bubbling Prosecco and sugar. It's super fast and simple.
While we're talking about alcohol, excuse me.
Are we talking about alcohol,
no,
Peter?
No, Prosecco.
You're fixated on this.
Look, if because when I am throwing a party, I feel like it's necessary, and I want to spend money and invest on the alcohol that I offer to my guests, because I think that's an important part of a party. What about that? Are there corners to be cut on that?
Well, there definitely are.
You don't want to look cheap.
You don't want to look. Okay, there's two ways to go about this. One is to go in and not buy the highest end label and to say to somebody, what's a good deal? What's comparable to my favorite champagne or vodka or whatever you're drinking? The other thing is, ask for a BYOB for your bottles. Let everybody bring their favorite bottle of wine. There is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having a holiday potluck. But these three dishes come together to put a holiday meal on the table that's every bit as good as that classic sort of rib roast caviar thing, which at this point, people are tired of.
How much entertaining are you doing this December?
I am going on a trip to my daughter's wedding, so I'm going to be off the hook, but I did quite a bit of cooking over Thanksgiving. Of course, I adore this. I would do this once a week if we had a holiday.
Well, and do people still come over to your house and all they want to do is play with your pizza oven or have you play with your pizza oven?
It's buried under a lot of snow right now, but you know, that's the other thing I would say is the more love you put into your holiday cooking, it shows up on the plate.
No matter what you serve, right, people, this is about your friends and your family. So don't worry about the price tag.
And just have fun. And that's why I love all three of these dishes is that you can take your time and do it the day ahead.
We've got all these recipes and Kathy's tips for inexpensive holiday entertaining at hereandnow.org. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Thanks as always.
Thank you.